Ed Nowick has been busy keeping bees since he was in high school, so there's not much he doesn't know about these hard-working insects. He now runs the Planet Bee Honey Farm, a meadery in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, where he'll happily answer any bee questions you have, including describing their life cycle.
Honeybees are a very social insect, of course, and they live together as a colony. They have one queen bee, several thousand worker bees, which are all unfertilized females. They're the ones that do all the work. They're the ones that have a stinger in the tip of their tail. And then we have the drones, which are the males. They come from the unfertile egg, and they're kind of lazy bees. Their only job is to fertilize the queen, and then they die. So a fertile queen is able to lay either fertile eggs or unfertilized. So a typical fertile egg placed in a worker cell hatches out as a worker bee after 21 days. So the egg becomes a larva, becomes a pupa, and they hatch out as a young worker bee. And within a few hours, actually, they've been cleaned up and fed the first time, and they go straight to work. The drones are on a longer life cycle or a reproductive cycle. They take about 26 days to develop. They only raise drones during the summertime. A fertile queen could lay fertile or unfertile eggs, but an unfertilized egg, so if the queen were losing her fertility and she were still laying eggs, they would all be drone eggs. And if all you had in the colony were drones, then that hive wouldn't survive. Now, the other interesting part of it is that the worker bees and the queen bee come from the same fertile egg. And the only difference in what makes a queen bee a queen and not a worker is the special food that she is fed. That special food is called royal jelly, and it's produced from glands in the heads of the young worker bees, and that transforms her into a queen, which hatches out about 5 days quicker, lives about 45 times longer than a worker bee, and a queen bee can lay up to 2,000 eggs in one day, which is about three times her own body weight. People always ask, how is the queen bee chosen? And it's not really about choosing which one will be the queen. It's about choosing to make a new queen or not. It's always about what's best for the colony. And if the workers feel that or sense that the old queen is perhaps starting to lay unfertile eggs in amongst the fertilized ones, or perhaps she's become crippled, they will decide that they want to raise a new queen. And then the old queen goes right along with them and puts the fertile egg in the queen cells that they start, and then as soon as a new queen is hatched out, gets out and gets mated with the drones in flight outside the hive, comes back and is able to show that she's well fertilized and able to lead the colony, then the old one simply absconds, leaves the hive, and lets the new one take over as the new queen.
And how many times does this new virgin queen have to be fertilized in order to be of any use to the hive?
Normally, they should mate between 5 and 15 times, and that's over a period of 1 to 3 days. If they were rushed or if the weather turned adverse during that time and they only made it, let's say, once or twice, then that queen would lose her fertility prematurely. So she may only be able to lay fertile eggs for 2 or 3 weeks and then lose her fertility.
What are the bees actually doing throughout the course of the year? Kind of what are their activities?
Well, I guess their greater purpose is to stay alive, to reproduce and split and make more hives out of one. And really, I guess there's two parts to that. One is the reproduction, building up the hive, staying healthy, you know, and collecting enough food to meet their day-to-day requirements, plus store enough food to survive the winter. Because let's face it, bees only really collect food for maybe half the year at best, and they live off the resources for the other half of the year. So what they're doing is they're storing honey and pollen and trying to stay alive. And then also through swarming, which is the splitting of a colony. So when a hive anticipates that they're going to overcrowd the colony, they will raise a new queen. And then as soon as that new queen is hatched, and sometimes even before she's fertilized, half of the worker bees from that colony leave the hive and go hang on the branch of a tree or something in the near area, and one of the queens will join them, either the old queen or the new one. And then they'll go out and find a new location and a new home, and they'll lift off and then move to that new home and then reestablish themselves in a new location. And now one beehive has made two. And that could happen twice in 1 year. So one beehive could become four hives over one season.
That's Ed Nowick, founder of Planet Bee Honey Farm in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. For more information, visit planetbee.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.